ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very interesting question. And that question is, who should we avoid seeking counsel from? As you know, counsel, which we call mashwira or shura or mushawira in Arabic, this is something very significant. We have all been advised, you know, when taking very important decisions, to take the advice of others, to take, you know, the counsel of others. In fact, this has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: those who answer their Lord maintain the prayer, and their affairs are executed by counsel among themselves, and they spend out of what we have provided them with. All right, so this is something important that, you know, all of us, whenever we want to come to a decision about something very significant, we should always seek the counsel of others before coming to a decision. Now, but just like everything, this has its conditions, stipulations, and, you know, we shouldn't seek counsel from any and every person. In this today's session of The Key, we're going to be looking at what we should do or who we should not seek counsel from, obviously in the light of the hadith. In one prophetic hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been advised by the Holy Prophet in the following way. The Prophet said, O Ali, do not seek counsel from a coward, for verily he will confine and narrow the way out for you. Obviously, he's a coward, so he's going to give you a very restricted advice. Then the Prophet said, nor from the miser, for verily he will hold you back from your goal. Like, for example, let's say that you want to start a business and you go ask a miser about it. And he'll say, no, you should save your money and be careful. You might, if you invest in such and such a thing or you want to start a business, you might end up losing your money. How do you know you're going to be successful in your investment? He won't allow you to, he won't advise you to take any risk whatsoever. So you might end up, you know, losing that money that you could have, or that profit that you could have acquired and accrued had you invested your money in a certain place or done something, started a certain business, and so on. Then the Prophet said, nor from the covetous one, for verily he will make greediness fair-seeming to you. You know, don't seek advice from a greedy person, because, you know, that greedy person, you know, he might advise you to do something where you end up, usurping the rights of others, or, you know, oppressing them, you know, just to make money. Or he might even advise you to do something which is to his profit and to his gain. You know, he might be, you know, looking at his own personal interests when he's giving you advice, right? So this is not something. You should look at somebody who gives you some objective advice. It doesn't take his own personal interest into consideration when he's giving you advice. In another hadith, this hadith has been narrated from Imam Ali. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, do not seek counsel from a liar, for verily he is like a mirage. He makes that which is far appear near, and he makes that which is near appear far. Right? So liars also, we should avoid taking counsel from them, because obviously, you know, they mix the truth with falsehood, and, you know, we don't know whether what they're advising us with is really true. You know, what is, you know, what if they're giving us objective advice or not. Rather, we should seek somebody who is truthful and sincere with us when we're taking advice from them. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the people who we should not take counsel from in the light of the Quran and Hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.